Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. One project of interest, I'm sure, to many people is numerous roads in the community are set to be resurfaced with asphalt. And the first step of that happened at the council meeting on Tuesday, an engineering services agreement to move that forward. What does that contract look like? And what are some of the roads that are going to be impacted by these asphalt overlays? It sounds like late this summer.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the city council did approve a contract with Garden & Associates, and what the contract was for was for our fall or 2018 asphalt overlay project. The amount of the contract was $99,000. And as you said, Andrew, we are preparing, making plans to have several roads improved later this fall with an asphalt overlay. Some of the major roads that will be impacted or improved through the asphalt overlay process, we are planning on Broadway Street between Washington Street and Adams Street. We'll also be making asphalt overlay improvements on West Washington Street, specifically in the West 5th and West 6th area. And then for the bike trail enthusiasts as well, we're planning to improve the city's bike trail and the Volkswagen Trail, starting right around the water treatment plant area and extending out through the corporate limits, which is generally right around the Boss London area. In addition, we have several local streets that we're planning to improve as well this fall. And overall, when we add up everything, our estimated cost on the asphalt overlays is about $850,000. And so that'll be, since council did proceed last night with the engineering services agreement, we will be proceeding with that contract, and we hope to be actually bidding that project later this summer.
Over the past several years, we had numerous road reconstructions. What are some of the benefits of doing an asphalt overlay? Because it sounds like it's a more temporary fix, but one that may be needed for a lot of these streets.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. The good news is on the streets that we just mentioned, one of the things that we always consider anytime you do an asphalt overlay is what is the base or the subsurface of the street. And generally, if the base or the subsurface is in generally good condition, and also if the underground utilities are in good condition as well, it's a candidate for asphalt overlays. We're fortunate with the streets that we just mentioned that they're not to the point of total reconstruction because there's a significant cost in it. So generally, the rule of thumb is anytime that you have a good base or substructure in place and you can extend the life of the street with an asphalt overlay, that's generally the preference on that as well. And so fortunately, we're not at the point where total reconstruction is necessary with these streets, and that's why we are proceeding with an asphalt overlay program in 2018.
One of the other focal points as we approach the end of the fiscal year is employees and where they stand with the city. And one of the resolutions that was approved at Tuesday's meeting had to do with the health insurance for some of these employees. Obviously, a big discussion nationally and through just different sectors of both public and private. What is kind of the state right now of health insurance here in the city of Pella for employees? And what was the council able to approve at the meeting?
Well, Andrew, as you said last night, the city council approved health insurance rates for the city's employees last night. The good news is we maintained our rates for the fiscal year 2019, and for the listeners, that would be the fiscal year that will start on July 1st, 2018 and extend through June 30th, 2019. Currently, our rates at $497 per month for single coverage and $1,047 for family coverage. And the city's been very fortunate over the past couple years that we've been able to stabilize rates with health insurance, and obviously that isn't the case across nationwide, but we've had some success with the strategies that we've employed. And really how we go about that, Andrew, is the city's chosen a kind of a hybrid method in addressing health insurance. We are partially self-funded through the plan. We fund a lot of the smaller claims with our health insurance, and we also purchase insurance through Walmart, Blue Cross, Blue Shield as well for the larger claims. So by a combination of purchasing insurance and self-funding, we've been able to maintain health insurance rates and really stabilize costs for the city of Pella, which is very important. And as most employers can relate to, anytime you're trying to attract or retain top talent or good talent with your organization, it's very key that you're able to offer good benefits, and the city's been very fortunate to be able to stabilize our health insurance rates.
July 3rd is going to be a very important meeting coming up, one that's the start of a resolution of what's been many months of discussion. The microbrewery first reading of the ordinance, a public hearing will be held, so if people want to make their voices heard on that topic, they'll have an opportunity on July the 3rd.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. That's an important point to make mention to your listeners is on July 3rd, the microbrewery ordinance will be formally considered by the Pella City Council. There will be a public hearing on the proposed ordinance. So if the listeners are concerned or would like to voice support or opposition against the microbrewery, July 3rd is the opportune time to do so, as we will be holding a public hearing on that night. As far as the microbrewery is concerned, Andrew, what is being proposed is for a microbrewery in the city's commercial districts. It's very important to note when we talk about the brewery, what the brewery is an establishment that would manufacture alcohol on there, and there would be some food sales associated with the microbrewery. When we talk about the city's commercial districts, those would be the commercial districts excluding the central business district, so that would be the downtown area. But outside of that, within the city's commercial districts, it would be permitted by a special use permit. It's very important for the listeners to understand when we talk about the microbrewery and the special use permit. One of the key things that's the base, the premises of the special use permit, is it's all based on land use compatibility. And so with that, before a microbrewery was able to locate in a commercial district, there'd be a public hearing and a board of adjustment and an opportunity for any budding landowners that may have concerns or want to voice concerns with the proposed microbrewery. That would be the forum for them to do so. So overall, what is being proposed is to allow microbreweries in the city's commercial districts outside the central business district. They would be subject to obtaining a special use permit through the Board of Adjustment.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.